Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Amy Coney Barrett has been confirmed as the nation's 115th justice on the Supreme Court.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the democratic republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts.
Originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic. For originalists, like Judge Barrett, LGBT stands for Let's Go Back in Time. Originalism is just a fancy word for discrimination.
USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Way, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Unrest turns to looting, arrests, and injured police officers in Philadelphia Monday afternoon as police shoot a man armed with a knife. 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. was having an altercation with another man when police arrived. Mr. Wallace turned his attention to police and was approaching officers. He was commanded to drop the knife, but didn't, according to police. Officers began to retreat, and when the suspect was about 10 feet away and ignoring commands, police opened fire. The police officers then rushed Mr. Wallace to the hospital, where he later died. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw at the scene talking with the community.
I'm here to listen. I don't have answers for what happened today, but, you know, I understand what you're feeling.
An unidentified man at the scene vents to 6 ABC Action News in Philadelphia.
They didn't use a taser. They didn't use a taser. And why are officers in the community that's not of this community? They're not of this community. So when they come down here to police this community, they're scared.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Republicans praised Monday's confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, while Democrats were denouncing the results. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Both sides of the political aisle reacted Monday to Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said it represented a promise kept from President Trump.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people, to nominate principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the Republican majority in the United States Senate delivered on one of the principal promises we made to the American people, to confirm principled constitutionalists to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a much different outlook. The New York Democrat called the day one of the darkest in the Senate's history.
As workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts, and limit the rights of minorities to vote, my deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights.
The elevation of Justice Barrett to be the nation's 115th justice replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench at 1 First Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. My good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, joins us now, the best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. We're going to talk about that. But I also especially want to talk about the post-glow, if we might say, of the return, the event that happened on September the 26th at the D.C. Mall. Jonathan, welcome. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Always great to be with you, Bill.
Well, I've been saying time and again, Jonathan, I was eager to have you on to talk about this, and that is that we cannot let the fire go out, the fire that was ignited on September the 26th. Hundreds of thousands of people coming together in prayer, seeking God's face, asking for forgiveness, repenting, humbling themselves. This energy and this vision needs to continue, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't, you know, the return is not just an event. You know, that was the focal point, but it is the whole point of the return is exactly what happens when we do come together to repent, to follow what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which exactly what you alluded to. And that is, you know, it's the beginning. It is the beginning, and we cannot stop praying now. And we are at a most critical moment as we also head to the election, as we head to the end of this tumultuous year, 2020. That is what it's all about, revival. You know, without revival, America is lost. It's not just the political things that happen, because that's not going to save us. It's revival. And revival begins with repentance, but it's got to continue.
Jonathan, and I agree, without revival, imagine what's ahead of America right now as we continue to deal with this pandemic, knowing that really it was an act of war by the Chinese. Do we want to go to war with the communist Chinese before we reconcile ourselves to the God of heaven's armies who would go before us and fight that battle? Or do we want to do it in and of our own might? Because potentially that could happen.
Yeah, well, that really gets to the heart of the Harbinger and what happened in the last days of ancient Israel, and that is that when shaking was allowed to come to the land, the what God was using it for, allowing it for, was to call the nation back. And for those who know from the Harbinger starting until now, you know, 9/11 was the first shaking, and then all these signs came, which were linked to the response of Israel when they were shaken. Instead of coming back to God, instead of repenting, their response was, we're gonna come come back stronger than ever, and not by coming back to God, but by our own power. And that really sealed the judgment. And all the, what began with 9/11 and the response of America was the, was to do this on their own. We're going to get back on our own. And that's what all centered on this scripture, Isaiah 9:10, which is what the vow that they did, that they gave back then of we're of defiance. We've been following on that course. And so if we try to solve our problems without solving the ultimate problem, which is not political, which is not economic, which is not military, it is spiritual.
Yes.
That is the ultimate thing. If we're right with God, then it's just like, it's just in our own lives too, Bill. If we're right with God, we don't have to worry about the other things. If we are not right with God, then no matter what we do, it's not going to solve it. Yeah. And we're going to see disaster if we don't come back to God.
And there's something about 19 years, as you say, that cycle of 19 years. When I did a study when I was in Bible college, and numbers are important to God. And I found the number 19 to represent faith. So is God calling us back to faith in that 19-year shaking?
Yeah, well, interesting, because for those who don't know where the real, then this is what made me for years, look to the year 2020 and say, Lord, is this going to follow this template that is the template of national judgment? And for those who don't know, it's very simple that the first strike or wake up call, that comes with an enemy attack that happened in ancient Israel, happened in ancient Judah. And then this is shaking. Then comes this window of time where the nation has this chance to come back to the Lord, and it's really a window of grace, and so we've had that. But how long is it? Well, when you look at ancient Judah, this is Jerusalem. The attack came in 605 BC. That's Babylon. That's Nebuchadnezzar. And then comes the greater shakings years later. It goes to destruction. Well, when was that? That was 586 BC. So it's 19 years. Well, with 9/11, that was 2001. So 19 years is 2020 as to be the year of the shakings. Now, now the ultimate point, that's why, Bill, that's for two things. Coming into 2020, I had this very strong sense, and I even shared it publicly, that this was going to be a year of shaking and dark events. And yet God has a purpose, which is, you said, faith for revival. So the thing is so I was looking to this, and I knew there was two things I had to do. And the first thing was I had to write the book. I had to write The Harbinger 2, because this was going to be the continuation of The Harbinger. That I had to warn and get that word out. So I did that. The other one was the return, because if America doesn't come back, then the end of that template is judgment. So, yeah. This is the God calling, no matter how you look at it, judgment, the end of the window, the call to revival, the call to return. But it is life and death.
Jonathan, you believe we're right there at that tipping point, that we can't look for another 19 years of warnings, that we're at that point now where, the call is either we return or face judgment. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes. Yeah, that is the warnings of all these things. Because the fact that these are not what has been replaying in America, and that's what began when I was at Ground Zero and 9/11, and when I saw that what is replaying is not the beginning of the template, it's the ending part. It's not just something that happened in ancient Israel; it's something that happened towards the end. And yes, there was a 19-year period. And I'm not saying, listen, God we can't put him in a box. He can do as he will, and we want to pray for many more years. But the point is, all the signs are pointing towards the ending point. So yeah, I believe it is more critical than ever. And it's not an election is critical, but it's not just an election. We've had an election, we've had a conservative administration, but America is still heading down away from God. So revival, return, repentance, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer, and the only answer.
Exactly, because look what hangs in the balance here. As you say, this is a spiritual battle more than anything else. The manifestation of this conflict is the way conservatives, the way people of faith are being attacked. The lawlessness has taken place, the continuation of abortions, which, they're arguing right now, even as we are trying to confirm a new justice to the Supreme Court, the issue. Really, what it comes down to is Roe v. Wade once again, and the continuation of millions of babies being aborted in mothers' wombs.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And it was the same thing that happened with Judge Kavanaugh. It was ultimately about abortion. It's ultimately about life. That's the ultimate thing. And an interesting thing, Bill, I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this, but when, you know, the return is actually set as the 10 days of awe, you know, in the Bible, the 10 days of repentance between Feast of Trumpets beginning there and heading with, you know, ending with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And that's a time of repentance. But just as it was beginning those 10 days, just as the eve was...
Jonathan, I'm going to let it absorb people's brain for a minute. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to Life's Answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back. back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. Jonathan, I hated to stop you right there, but it was so important because I want you to get the entire punctuation of how things came together, how God, not Donald Trump, not Jonathan Kahn, not Pastor Jessup. I mean, we're talking God himself, how he orchestrated these events.
Yes. What I was told, Bill, after the event, and by more than one person, because they were watching the event and they were watching the news at the same moment, said the moment the return, the sacred assembly part, which ended at 5, the moment I said the word shalom at the end of the final blessing, that's at the moment that Donald Trump, that the president announced Amy Barrett, the very second. You know, so it ended and converged at the very second. So there's so much warfare over this, and you're exactly right. This is about life and death, and the issue of abortion is not some side issue. This is central. We're talking about over 60 million children. If one party gets in this election, they're going to expand it to the point where we are all going to be paying directly for the killing of unborn children through
exactly.
our dollars. The other side is trying to overturn it. And remember something, Bill, that when these judgments came on ancient Israel, one of the key reasons why it came, the Bible says, was because they were offering up their children.
Yes.
And in fact, Jeremiah, he prophesies over this. For those who saw the word I gave at the return, I was led to reenact that. He took this jar and he smashed it. So I did that on the stage because I was saying, Lord, should I do this? And it was absolutely yes. Because of what they did to their children. And he prophesied that it was in the 19th year when all these judgments would come. He prophesied a plague would come on the land linked to this. So that's how critical and crucial this moment is and this issue is.
Yeah, and I especially like in Jeremiah how he quoted the Lord about how they were murdering their children. He said, how did you come up with that idea? I never even thought of that myself.
Well, the first thing is that what I saw is that when Jeremiah was prophesying that the judgments that would come on the land, one of the things he said, and this is the 19th year of Israel's template and judgment, he said number one, it will include plague and pestilence. That's disease, as in pandemic.
Yes.
That's one of it. And he said that when he made this, he spoke of, this is because of what you did in this valley, which is where they killed the children. And when you look at that, and I know we spoke about this on the other time, but there's so many eerie parallels between this. Like when the plague first came to America, or first was identified in America, next day it made headlines all over the country that it was in America, and the date was January 22nd next to the headlines, which is the day that America legalized the killing of children.
And also,
what Jeremiah said, he said it's going to come, the plague is going to come, especially to the place where the children's blood were shed. And in Israel, that was a place called Tophet. Well, in America, it's New York. That's the capital of abortion in America. More children have been killed there. And where did all the greatest, by far, death count, it came to New York City, the center for the world of the plague. So, and there's so many, uncanny. That's what I put in the Harbinger too. There's a whole chapter called The Plague, which has all these eerie things. The bomb of Gilead, we talked about that. All these things. So it's quite striking. I mean, I won't go into the detail, but I'll even say this. It's not only the plague. This plague has been determined even to the exact date, which I won't go into, but it's linked to abortion.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not saying that's the only reason, but that's clearly something that invokes the judgments of God.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan, you and I talked about this. I said, I felt like God had shown this to me about 10 years ago, that we could only hope and pray for what I called a Nineveh moment, where the people would see the evil of their ways and return. Back then, it took a fish spitting out a prophet onto the land there in Nineveh, the reluctant prophet. But the thing that was really significant then was that the leadership caught the and understood what Jonah was saying, and it ignited a repentance and revival in the land. I thought it was significant that Donald Trump delivered a message to the people. I believe it was at 11:59 a.m. Eastern time. Is there any relevance there between what happened in Nineveh and what happened with Donald Trump?
I think, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. But, you know, I was thinking about that last night. Yeah, the king, you know, in revivals, and it's not that revivals have to happen that way, but when you look at these key moments, Josiah, you know, Nineveh, God uses the king, you know, to confirm it. And that is what happened in the middle of the return. It's actually, Bill, that's when we announced it. It actually happened while I was speaking.
Yes.
I believe it was like 11:30 or something like that. We got the word from the White House. And it was this announcement from the president recognizing that day, you know, as September 26th, as a day of prayer and return. And he spoke about the need to return to the faith of America. And he spoke about he actually in the proclamation, it actually has the same thing. One of the quotes that I said during that message at the same moment, which was Washington's warning to America that if we cannot, no nation can disregard the orders of heaven and expect the blessings of God to remain on it, you know. And so he put that was in there. And so, yeah, I think that is very crucial. Now we were wanting and hoping that he would give a call before the return, or, you know, call that people would do it. But at the same time, the fact that the king, in a sense, the king of the land, recognized it with that, and technically by that is saying, yes, we should return. I think there's something in the spiritual realm that I agree with you, very crucial. And the interesting thing, and I didn't realize this, the day after the return was Yom Kippur. And what is read on that day, appointed, is about Nineveh and the return of Nineveh and the king issuing the proclamation.
Well, and this whole thing, as we talked about the last time, Jonathan, about the day, I mean, this is 5 years in the planning as you're putting this together. And as it's being unveiled, you realize, even with the return, like you say, the day on that Sabbath, the scripture reading was about the return.
Yeah, which we had, again, this is like you were talking about, like, Bill, we could never have planned it, and never, we had no idea. And that is that it's called, that day is called Shabbat Shuvah on the biblical Hebrew calendar, which is from ages past. And what it means is, Shuvah means the return. So it's literally the day of the return, and all around the world, they're opening the scrolls on that day as we're gathering. And the appointed scripture is Joel 2, which is the scripture of the return, which says, sound the shofar, which is how we began it.
Yes.
And it says, proclaim a solemn assembly, which is exactly what the return is. These are things, I mean, you know, this is appointed by God. I mean, and God, I have no question God is calling him. Even this, I don't know if you heard it, Bill, if you heard the tape or it's on the web, you know, the message for those who haven't. But as I'm speaking, and it's a kind, and I say, you know, and this could come through shaking, the heavens literally were rumbling.
Yes.
Thunder.
I remember that. Yes, exactly.
I mean, thunder, and where I had to stop two times, you know, like people saying, and then as we kneel down and we're praying, you know, and we're praying for America, then the clouds part and the sun comes out, you know, so we didn't do those special effects, you know, this is the Lord.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. I understand that. But, you know, to me, it was one of those offerings. I mean, just even scripture itself, Jonathan, you know, you're reading the scripture that people are reading around the world on the appointed day. There's got to be something just incredibly powerful as that comes together.
Yeah, I believe, I mean, listen, I've seen this in my life, Bill, I know you've seen it, and also my books are often filled with these things, that all these things are converged. You know, God has every moment in his hands, you know,
yes.
And there are things that are appointed, we just have to walk into it. And the return is one of those things that is, all these things are just confirmations that God is calling us to return. It starts with the church, you know, it starts with us repenting, and it's the nation, but this is our moment now.
We cannot lose the momentum. Exactly.
Yeah.
It is our moment. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2, a must-read, available at all the usual places, linked on our website. And for those of you, if you want to see Jonathan again, we played a portion of it last week, of the return event. You can go to the website, and that website is thereturn.org, right?
Yes, you you go to thereturn.org, you'll have the whole thing. And you, if you want to see just the speech, if you go to the YouTube, Jonathan Kahn, you'll see the speech. But either way, yeah.
Jonathan Kahn, as always, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with us.
You.
God bless. You got it.
This is sponsored by Cigna. Medicare beneficiaries can make changes to their health plan during the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th. In the current environment, it's more important than ever to have comprehensive health coverage. Adults 65 and older can shop for plans during the annual election period without even leaving their homes. Shannon Adams, a Medicare Advantage expert and head of customer experience at Cigna, says,
"The good news is you can shop for plans from the convenience of your home. You can go online and browse Medicare's Plan Finder or attend a virtual educational session. To understand your options, you can also call individual plans or independent brokers. Remember to check whether a plan includes your favorite doctors. Some plans offer benefits such as dental, vision, transportation, or virtual care. Be sure to look for these benefits and use them. Medicare is great, but it can be confusing, so don't be afraid to get help from others, including friends and family members."
Visit www.cigna.com/Medicare to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate's 52-48 confirmation vote shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday has put Amy Coney Barrett into the Supreme Court. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called it a great day for America. Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer cried foul.
In the selection of a Supreme Court justice, because an election was 8 months away, those same Republicans are preparing to confirm a justice with an election that is 8 days away. In the process, the majority has trampled over norms, rules, standards, honor, values, any of them that could possibly stand in its monomaniacal pursuit to put someone on the court who will take away the rights of so many Americans.
The difference 4 years ago, the Democrat White House was up against a Republican majority Senate. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. And guess what? We've got America's Money Answers Man right when we need him. Jordan Goodman joins us now. Hey, Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, are we going to stimulus or not stimulus? That is the question.
I think not stimulus, certainly before the election at this point. There's just too big a gap between the two of them. And unfortunately, that's the situation we have right now, is that the Democrats want like $2.2 trillion, and the Republicans want maybe $1.5 trillion, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But they're just not be able to get the gulf between them. And it's become a political issue. Neither side wants to give the other one a win before the election, mm-hmm. as stupid as that is.
Well, I know that's ridiculous.
Out there, the real people need money.
Exactly. Right now, heck with the election. I mean, we started the election early anyway. Why don't we start the stimulus early? But I think the true answer to this is, look at you. You freeze everybody's paycheck there in Congress. Well, Nancy Pelosi's got so much money, she can loan it to everybody else, although she hasn't indicated ever doing that. But nonetheless, you start freezing their salaries and let them realize the pain of everyday Americans, maybe they might do something about this. What do you think?
I don't think it's political at this point. And yeah. Both sides say the other is not cooperating. And meanwhile, I mean, small businesses are closing all over the place, Bill.
Exactly.
People who are getting unemployment benefits are not, and they're getting foreclosed on. They're being evicted from their apartments. The lines at food banks are miles long. I mean, it's really bad out there right now.
No, it's heartbreaking. The president put a memo or a tweet out the other day and said, hey, go big. He's willing to go big for the right reasons, but not just to heal, you know, these Democratic states that have made some bad choices along the
right.
way.
Right. He's willing to go big sometimes, but then he changes his mind. But the Republicans are not willing to go big. I mean, they apparently put something forward in the Appropriations Committee run by the Republicans, so they want to start at zero. And the proposal was $119 billion for some particular thing. So there's just a wide gulf between the two of them. And, I mean, we'll see what happens in the election, but that could move things one way or the other. The stock market has been doing relatively well now because they think that Biden's going to win with a Senate majority and therefore put through a much bigger stimulus than Trump would ever has been able to accomplish and would. So they've kind of changed. Obviously, if Biden raised corporate taxes, that would hurt profits and be bad for companies. But the focus right now on Wall Street is clearly on what kind of stimulus we're going to get and when we're going to get it.
Yeah, they want immediate gratification here because, I mean, look at the reality with the Biden policies. Wouldn't that just crush the stock market? Maybe not tomorrow, but the day after, right?
In the long term, raising corporate taxes and raising regulations on a whole variety of things would definitely hurt the corporate sector, no question about it. But they're not focused on the long term. Wall Street's focused on the current right now, and what they want is as big a stimulus as they can get. I mean, I've heard numbers out of Biden of as much as $11 trillion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When you add it all up.
Oh, yeah.
That
we got the green
stimulus. Now
we got the Green Deal. We got everything else going on. And, and so what if afterwards you've devastated the country? Because that's what Obama-Biden did previously, right?
Well, we certainly had a very slow economic recovery. Back when they had their Economic Recovery Act in 2009, I think it was about $700 billion thereabouts. The vast majority of that money, Bill, went to keep municipal workers working. Yeah. Did not. Remember what they talked about, shovel-ready jobs?
Yeah, that the president
never happened.
That he laughed about. He laughed about your tax money.
Yeah, they did not repair infrastructure. They did not build new factories or new office buildings or something. The vast majority of it went to the unions, municipal unions, and kept workers. And that's what's happening right now, is cities and states are laying off municipal workers because they don't have money from the federal government. So that's where the vast majority of that $700 billion went at that time.
Well, and I remember Solyndra, which was the biggest fiasco ever, which demonstrated to everybody that Obama knew nothing about business. And worse yet, maybe this was a Biden backdoor deal, who knows. But here they give half a billion dollars to Solyndra and then allow the Chinese to come in and underbid and undersell our investment. I mean,
Can you say stupid?
You know?
Yeah, that's solar stupid, I guess you might say, because you're right. They came in with much lower than prices that were under their production cost to basically wipe out the U.S. solar business. And Solyndra was one casualty of that. That's correct.
Well, Solyndra a casualty, the American people a casualty, and our economy a casualty. I mean, let's just go right down the whole list brought to you by Biden, Obama, and we're giving a lot of thought about whether or not we want those old policies back in play again.
Yeah.
Are we kidding?
Well, yes, we're kidding, because a lot of people seem to be going that direction. We'll have to see. The key is what's going to happen to the Senate. And if there's going to be a Republican Senate, then Biden will have to be able to get almost nothing through. If he's got a Democratic Senate, I think he'd get a lot of these things through and basically reverse everything we've done in the last 4 years. Raise taxes, raise regulations, make it harder to drill for oil, all the things we've talked about for a long time.
What is Biden's fear of the truth? I mean, he tells the people that he's going to nobody's going to get be taxed under $400,000. When he knows on its face, because right before that he says, "I'm canceling all the tax breaks that were done under the Trump plan."
Right.
Well, that's gonna hit the very people that he said he's not going to tax.
Correct.
And he says he's not going to tax them. I mean, it's like, why can't the Democrats just tell it to you straight?
Yeah. No, they want to raise taxes a lot to pay for the Green New Deal and all these things we talked about. The government does not have the money. I mean, we just finished a fiscal year with a $3.1 trillion deficit. Okay, and that's without major stimulus. We had one stimulus in there, but basically it's because revenues are way down and expenses are way up. if we add $11 trillion in new spending, can you imagine? Our debt is now about $28 trillion.
Yes.
We'd be up to like $40 trillion in debt. It'd just be crazy. And the interest on that debt is going to be more than the Defense Department, more than Social Security, more than anything.
Well, right now, because of the interest rate being non-existent, we can get away with it on the short term. But sooner or later, they're going to come knocking, aren't they?
Well, if the interest rates go up, that would be a huge expense for the government. The government's lucky right now that the interest rates on treasuries are pretty much zero.
Yes.
And even long-term 10-year treasuries are maybe 0.7, 0.8. So that's benefiting it. But you're right. The bonds are outstanding, and we keep having to issue new and new bonds. And if rates start rising, then that's going to cost the government hundreds of billions of dollars.
Is the government prepared to take any cuts? I mean, are they prepared to, you know, exercise any kind of monetary discipline here?
No.
I thought I'd rhetorically ask that question, so I knew you'd have a short answer.
Any discipline whatsoever? It's all a question of how much we're going to spend in new money.
Yes.
I mean, the Republicans are talking about $1.5 trillion. The Democrats, they wanted $3.5 trillion. If Biden gets in, $11 trillion. No, there's no discipline whatsoever. We're just spending like drunken sailors, and not even drunken sailors can spend this much.
Yeah, exactly, because they get drunk and they fall on the ground and they forget to spend for a while. Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to inebriate Congress to the point that we just render them, just inert. Maybe that would help.
I don't think it's going to happen. No. So, and people want spend. I mean, there is legitimate spending out there. I think it's a bad idea to confuse coronavirus-related problems,
yes,
with previous problems like underfunded pension plans. That is a problem that was caused by these states. But I don't think you want to punish a state because they have an underfunded pension plan with helping their people get food. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is what's tending to happen here.
Right. Well, that you're exactly right. That's another issue that they need to address. But right now, you see, when the Treasury door is open, they figure, hey, we got carpet bags, you got money,
right,
let's fill them up.
That's exactly what happens. And I mean, the bill that the Democrats passed, the $2.2 trillion, was 1,600 pages.
Wow.
So you can imagine what's in there, right? A lot of stuff is in there.
Well, this is like Obamacare all over again, almost. Obamacare was 2,800 pages of deception and misdirection and just flat-out untruths. And here we are. We're still having to live with the ramifications of it. And maybe the Democrats and the people might end up getting what really Obama and Biden wanted in the first place, and that was Medicare for all. They just might just surrender to it all. Just say,
it's possible.
Okay, we've had it. You know?
I mean, Biden officially says, you know, he wants a public option, but not a single payer system. It was very complicated to get the last one through, and this one will be complicated. If people's taxes go up, if people's premiums go up, that's going to get them just as bad. Remember what happened? Obama got elected in 2008. In 2010, they turned him out. I mean, the House,
yeah,
because they didn't like the premium increases. It was all about Obamacare at that point.
Well, yeah, the big lie. They finally realized what it was. You know, they did pass it. They found out what's in it, and they didn't like it. Jordan Goodman, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
See, all the chumps in the back row are head bobbing, Al. I'm telling you, they can't help it, but head bob to your song. We're talking with Al Parada from Stream.org, the managing editor thereof. Hey, Mr. Al, what does it feel like to be just another one of the chumps?
Oh, I'm a chump, but hey, an honored Biden, please, call me George. Well, we're all George now.
we're George chumps is what we are.
Yeah, we're George chumps. Oh, yeah, it feels good. Being a Trump is just like, chump is like being a deplorable. Yes. It is a badge of honor.
Right.
I don't know, you can't blame him for being all that upset that more Trump supporters showed up at his rally than Biden supporters. I mean, that's got to hurt. That's got to hurt a little bit.
Well, we're just so irredeemable. I mean, you know, but what do we know? We just go out there, and once you unleash us, we go out there and produce things and increase GDP across the country, and everybody starts having all kinds of fun, you know. But then you got to bring the Democrats. That's the one thing, you know, that's kind of sad for the Democrats. You know, what is it? I mean, their whole personality is just filled with hate and meanness, and they're just not very happy people.
I know, and I think that's one way to look at the election is, okay, who do you want to hang out with?
Yeah.
You want to hang out with the folks that dance, or the folks that grumble, and the folks that whine, and the folks that, you know, throw things at cars, throw eggs and rocks at cars of Jewish voters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a beautiful point, and that's
right.
And I do believe that could carry the day going into the election. Is, you know, mm-hmm. the fact that you've got Trump dancing at his rallies,
right?
Such as
well,
you used the word, you know, dance kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
But dances, and then you got dancing over here. You got festive. There's a festiveness about the Trump rallies, and even in the spontaneous things. As somebody who lived in California, I know that 8 years ago, or when 8 years ago, if I had like a Republican sticker on my car in Beverly Hills or something like that, it would have been keyed.
Exactly.
Now there's a multiracial group of people are walking through, parading through Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive. I mean, amazing. Studio City, San Diego, boat parade, over 1,000 boats down there in San Diego. Yeah. I mean, it's like, wait a minute now, is California, you know, do we have any inkling that maybe California might be in play for Donald Trump and the Republicans?
Well, I don't know if it's totally in play, but it's obviously going to be a lot closer than it was 4 years ago, and that can help with, you know, local races and things.
Well, I'm glad to see him going there, Al. I mean, I don't think last time did he go there, but he's there.
I think so.
You know, Don Jr.'s been there. I mean, they've made a presence there.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I think part of that is one of my theories is that Trump wants to run up the popular vote. Wants to win by a few touchdowns with the popular vote, and of course win the electoral vote because that's the big prize.
Right.
But
otherwise you'll be around like Hillary going, "See, I won the popular vote." Well, you know, that's like saying you won the World Series because you got more hits, but you didn't have the runs.
Yeah. But like Trump has spent 4 years being told he's illegitimate. Mm-hmm. So I think he wants to win this one big and just to shove it down these people's throats.
Well, this whole idea of the Democrats, how they've, you know, held on to some of these words. I mean, these are elected officials, senators, you know, congressmen. Oh, he's illegitimate. Amy Coney Barrett, she's illegitimate. Well, how is she illegitimate? She's preeminently qualified. We went through the process. Oh, yeah, it was consistent with that, you know, that constitutional thing. You know what I mean, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was brutal.
Yes.
That was. I mean, if it was a fight, they would have thrown in. They would have thrown the cancel in. The ref would have to jump in because that was just a brutal knockout. These morons.
Well, did you see? When, you know, speaking of George, Jill Biden was sitting next to her husband as he's trying to remember the president's name, and he spits out George, and you kind of see her trying to do a ventriloquist lip throw of, you know, it's Trump, you know, and the look on her face is like, oh, not another gaffe, man. Not when I got, you know, I got everybody to stop talking about your gas, then you throw more out here. You're killing me.
Yeah, but and what is more amazing than that, I mean, because that's, to me, that gets into cruelty. Why is she having her husband do this when he's obviously ill? Mm-hmm. It's the fact the media trying to cover it up by saying, no, he was talking to George Lopez. And so that's who he was talking about. He was saying George Lopez, which makes no sense in the context of the sentence at all. But the idea that there'd be so much of an effort to protect him, that to look that fool, is astounding to me. That is probably going to be one of the stories to me coming out of the election, is just how far people went to protect this guy.
Exactly. No, it's beyond embarrassing. The other thing I want to talk about is the suburban, you know, women, those suburban women. I mean, I don't see the suburban women coming out and being mean and throwing rocks at people. Am I missing something? I mean, do we have, some sort of revolutionary group that's been growing out there and in suburbia? And you got all these housewives, these highly educated housewives that have gone out and gone to special classes to learn how to throw bricks and burn down buildings. Is that what's going on?
No, I don't know. I mean, I know they keep hearing that suburban women have turned off Trump, but where do they go? I mean, it's just hard to fathom if there's that many people who voted for Trump in 2016 who are not going to vote for him again, especially when you're dealing with issues like of security, economic security, physical security. I don't see it, but again, but I don't see it, especially if you added all the other factors of the growth, you know, his the growth amongst Latino voters.
I was going to say minority voters. I mean, in Latinos and people of color. I mean, you know, whenever you talked about you know, black America voting for Republicans. It was a single-digit number.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking maybe 30-40% now?
Yeah. I mean, again, if Trump gets even, like, what, 13-14% of the black vote, that's, that means landslide.
Right.
Hispanic vote apparently has really jumped in the last, particularly in the last few months.
Well, the deal is, especially with Hispanics, and I talk about this all the time, I mean, the core values of Hispanics is consistent with the Republican platform, consistent with all the promises made and kept by Donald Trump. Joe Biden comes in and says, I'm going to build it better. Well, when have you ever built it first? I mean, I'll give you room to build it better, but show me where you even built it anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, again, results matter, and one's got a record of results and the other one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, you happen to be a family member, in which case you've done awfully well, regardless of the economic circumstances of the last few decades. Unless he's going to adopt Americans,
right. You
know, we're our job prospects and wage prospects are going to be dropping, assuming he wins. But
Yeah, there's just not enough money in the Treasury, as we found out with Obamacare, which he said was just one big, you know, effing deal, if you'll recall. And it really was. I mean, we did pass it, find out what's in it. It's an absolute mess. And they're fighting for it like it's of some value. And they've already offered. I mean, now he's got Bidencare, which is what the Democrats wanted all along, that President Obama said that Obamacare was going to be a step toward a single-payer system. And now Bidencare, basically, out of the closet, is single-payer. And, the majority of Americans have still said they don't want it. And then the numbers we're getting out, which is a bit confusing. I mean, according to the latest rolls, only 8 million people are involved with Obamacare. Why are we fussing for 8 million people when they turned our health care system on its head? I mean, remember what they did to, thousands of people. I think, here we were overnight. 150 million people or so lost their health insurance as they knew it overnight because, their employers were told they had to do something that they couldn't afford. And so not only did you lose your insurance, but you lost hours in your job so that you couldn't qualify as a full-time employee to get health care anymore from your employer.
What's amazing to me is I remember at the beginning of the Democratic primaries, wasn't like every single of the candidates basically rejecting Obamacare, and now they're acting as if this is the end of the world if the Supreme Court decides whether it's constitutional or not. I think it's just one of these drummed up issues.
Right.
Well, they just got to hit it. Oh my gosh, you're going to have to take your health care away if this vote goes wrong. Oh my gosh.
Well, we've said all along the Republicans have really been slow in articulating an alternative here. They were one vote away. Thank you very much, John McCain, with your thumb down and here all proud that you were, you know, and he was leading the charge early on, if you remember, to disband Obamacare. And here he is. He's the deciding vote. And what does he do?
Yeah.
I mean, the big flip-flop and, turned himself upside down and his thumb went the wrong way.
Yep, animosity makes you do some very bad things.
Doesn't it? I'm telling you. But this is what we've had to put up with. And, meanwhile, people are concerned, especially in the era of COVID, and the Democrats are doing everything they can to run away with this deal. Instead of offering, I mean, they've been living with this deal. They knew this thing was a turkey to begin with. And what did they do to revise it? Nope, it's just, it's all part of the legacy of one Barack Obama. And don't worry, in typical bureaucratic mentality, we'll fix it down the road.
Yeah.
And so here
running
we are now.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well,
just running it better anyway.
Exactly. Well, Al Parada, always always great to have you with us. Remind everybody where they need to go to be in the flow of the know.
Stream.org, and download our new awesome app.
Absolutely. Hey, don't forget to get out there and vote, okay? Take a neighbor, but vote. We need you to vote. Thank you, Al. Take care, buddy.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.